For some, the fight against the opioid epidemic is a national priority. For others, it's a personal struggle. We went to a basement room in Massillon last week where, for about an hour, the story of broad policy and personal battles intertwined.
It can only be done, I think, at the national level because it really, it's not about Starr County, this is about our country.
The discussion is at Wilson House, one of two once-shuttered buildings on the grounds of the old Massillon State Hospital that have become residential treatment and detox centers. Around the table sit the heads of regional treatment agencies, a sheriff, a county commissioner, a mayor, a congressman, a U.S. senator, and
Dustin Hoover. I am a grateful recovering addict.
The discussion touches on treatment paid for by Medicaid expansion, the benefits and downsides of Suboxone, Methadone, and Vivitrol, the potent threat of synthetic heroin, the need to address underlying traumas, the promise of a continuum of care, and multi-billion-dollar federal programs with names like the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. And woven through that big picture, almost like exclamation points, is the 33-year story of Dustin Hoover, beginning with a childhood in foster care.
At the age of 13 is when I first started experimenting, and I got into hardcore drugs around the age of 26 and eventually got introduced to heroin at the age of 28, and heroin is what brought me to my knees. That was what I turned to not feel, basically, at all.
Synthetic heroin is coming in, as you know. It's like a powerful poison hitting our streets, and the traffickers like it. Because it's inexpensive for them to get, and yet it has a, you know, more powerful high.
If I would have known it was carfentanyl, yeah, probably wouldn't have stopped me from using. I maybe wouldn't have done as much because I wasn't using to die. They were ready to call it in after the fifth time of giving me Narcan, and for some reason they gave me one more dose of Narcan, and so brought me back. That was like kind of like my wake-up call was, you know, like, all right, it's serious now.
People are sick, and they want help, whether it's for their mental health stuff or it's for their drug and alcohol stuff. We ought to be able to say, would you like to come in today?
This was the place that when I came in, sorry if I get emotional, but people that honestly care, that want to see you do well and want to try and bring that out of you.
You know, recovery is a process, and people have to kind of change the way they're interacting with the world to stay in recovery, and oftentimes if they just get medication, they're not able to do that.
Coming here allowed me to go to meetings, build a support group, get a sponsor, and just, you know, stay around the people that are doing the same thing that I'm doing and that, you know, have the same, that want something different in their life.
We're able to chip away at this a little bit at a time, but it's still getting away from us. We still have too many overdose deaths. Somebody said, how will you know when you're successful? I'll be successful when we're only doing prevention and education, then we'll be okay. I don't see that day coming anytime soon, but to me, you know, our goal is to not just be good at what we do, but to be great.
I live here at Wilson Hall in transitional living. Graduated from the program about 2 months ago, so I've been in transition for about 2 months. Typically, I work Monday through Friday. It gives me the opportunity to just still stay here, help new guys out that are coming in. A lot of their attitudes are, you know, they're still not wanting to get used to the environment, the structure, the accountability, response, certain responsibilities, but just, you know, encouraging them and making them feel welcome and try to give back to this place that helped me.
That's Dustin Hoover, a recovering heroin addict. Other voices in this story are those of Ohio Senator Rob Portman, Starr County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery Director John Aller, and ComQuest CEO Keith Hohottel. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.